Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here on Niche Radio. It is my pleasure to be back with you guys again after a very, very chilly weekend up in Johannesburg. I will admit to rocking UGG boots and a blanket for a good part of Saturday evening and most of Sunday. I hope that you're all wrapped up warmly and that you are recovered from the cold. Let me take you through what I got up to last weekend and the past week, and what's coming up ahead. So it's going to be a chock-a-block show, as usual, filled with all that is hip and happening in Johannesburg, South Africa. Hang Out with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Thursday night, I was lucky enough to be part of a group that joined the Zomato team at a new sushi restaurant in Braamfontein. It is called Peachy Peachy Sushi, that's P-I-C-H-I, repeated, so Peachy Peachy Sushi in Braam. It is absolutely brand new sushi restaurant. It's located at 70 Jutta Street in Braamfontein. It is open from 10 in the morning until 9 o'clock daily. And the sushi was fresh, tasty. We had a really, really great evening, and they really looked after us. The restaurant is very small, I must say. They do not have a lot of seating space, so I suggest making a reservation if you are interested in going through. But it's very trendy, very upbeat, funky wall art. We had an absolute blast. My only concern was obviously the parking, because there are a number of parking garages in the area, but this was, you know, sort of on a Thursday night, and obviously Braam was very busy. I had to park down the road and walk, and obviously, you know, as a blonde with a purple pot plant under her arm, it was a birthday party, don't ask about the pot plant. I did get a little bit hassled on my way into the restaurant, so I suggest getting there early and trying to get a parking spot in Jutta Road or just around the corner so that you don't have to walk too far. As I said, I suggest booking. It's a small restaurant, but really, seriously, do go check them out. We had an absolutely fantastic time. You can get them on Twitter at Peachy Peachy Sushi, or you can also give them a call on 087-550-4928. That's 087-550-4928, and you'll recognize them on Twitter, as there's a photograph of our table as their profile picture, and I'm taking a photo. Oddly enough, no surprises. No surprises there, really. Then I also have just finished reading the most amazing book by a young, well, I wouldn't say young lady, but she's not that young. She's about my age, but she's absolutely fantastic. Her name is Jennifer Sue, or Jen Sue, as she's more commonly known. I'm sure most of you have heard of her, and I was lucky enough to receive a copy of her book a couple of weeks ago, and given my busy schedule, I haven't really had that much time to actually just sit down and read it, and I'm so pleased to say that I've actually just finished the book, and it is an absolutely fantastic read. It's all about personal branding and marketing and how to basically take yourself from a Z-lister to an A-lister. And Jen is definitely an authority in this subject. She arrived in South Africa in 2007, and she was told that she would never, ever make it on the South African scene. She's Chinese-American. She really had all the odds stacked against her. And now she is a TV and radio presenter. She's one of the most celebrated personalities in South Africa, and she has built an incredibly strong personal brand built on her reputation, her trust, her strength of character, and her social networking. Not only is she always impeccably dressed, she's gorgeous, and she is the most friendly person under the sun, and she is a Twitter and Facebook maniac just like me, which I really, really appreciate. So the book, Said to A-Lister, is an essential guide to sort of developing and cultivating your unique persona by obviously playing on your strengths and your qualities. And in the book, she takes you through the South African social scene and shares the secrets that she used to build her brand. This is, I think she said, the seventh time she's done this. She moves a lot with her husband. So every time she arrives in a new country, she has to start all over again and rebuild her brand in that country. And her tips on social networking and finding a style that suits for you, how to dress, how to present yourself, how to handle press and cameras, how to get yourself invited to the best parties is really, it has been the most amazing read, I must say. So do check her out and try and get your hands on a copy of the book if you can. She is on Twitter at Jennifer_Sue, or you can also visit her website, which is www.jen-sue.com. Sue.com, and that Sue is S-U. So check it out. She is an absolutely fantastic personality, and if you want to learn how to crack it in this extremely tough industry, she is definitely somebody to take some lessons from. Then on Friday, I was very, very blessed to join a representative of the Capital Hotel Group to do some site inspections at, they've got three hotels in Johannesburg and one down in Cape Town. So I obviously did the Joburg ones, and I was absolutely blown away by this fantastic hotel group. The three hotels in Johannesburg are 20 West, which is in Sandton, the Empire Hotel, which is on the other side of Sandton, closer to Lobo, and then they have the Capital Moloko, which is a little bit further down towards Catherine Street. The hotel chain is trendy, funky, vibey, and fun. They're also really well priced, and I had an absolutely amazing breakfast at the 20 West branch, and I must say the buffet was absolutely amazing. They've got conference rooms ranging in size from, sort of boardroom style for 10 people up to their larger rooms, which can accommodate about 200 people. The 20 West was my absolute favorite, overlooking the pool with a deck for cocktails and networking. Really, really absolutely fantastic. So if you're looking for somewhere to stay in Johannesburg on your next trip, or you're looking to host a function or event, or you just want a little bit of a getaway, I suggest checking out the Capital Hotel Group. They've got suites, they've got service departments, they have penthouses, they have everything that you could possibly need for your stay in Johannesburg, and you can check them out on Twitter. They are at @thecapital_SA. So that was the Capital Hotel Group, which I enjoyed immensely. And then I'm going to chat a little bit about my favorite coffee brand. So any of you who know me know that I am a complete coffee addict. I run on coffee 24/7, and without good coffee, I would surely die. So I have discovered Lucky Brew. They are a husband and wife team. They are probably the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. Their names are Debbie and Pierre. They are passionate, they're bubbly, and like I said, the sweetest couple I've ever met, and they do really good coffee, which is an extra bonus. So I'm actually going to, they sent me some information about what they do, and I'm actually going to read it to you because I don't think I could put it in better words. So first I asked them, who is Lucky Brew? So they said, we are a husband and wife team that stumbled into a coffee shop, had their minds blown after tasting real coffee. They got home, wife threw away the instant coffee and demanded that the real stuff should be supplied. So the husband thinks, well, maybe they can do a full 180 on their lives and go into the coffee roastery business. They have a roaster friend who says she's happy to supply the coffee, and a few days later, Lucky Brew was born. Lucky Brew is currently being supplied to restaurants and offices around Johannesburg, and they also have an online shop where the public can get their fix. That's where I come in. So in the early 1960s, coffee became more available to the masses. However, as the industry grew, companies supplying the coffee wanted a more consistent coffee taste, and that's how coffee roastery actually sort of started. And then companies like Starbucks started to transform the idea of coffee and introduced the second wave of coffee brewery, which was shifted to the equipment of coffee and the different types of coffee that can be supplied, like cappuccinos, lattes, etc. We are now moving into the third wave of coffee, which means that coffee drinkers are appreciating their coffee and the process that it undergoes. There's a sophistication that's seen around drinking coffee, picking up on notes and flavors and nuances in your cup of coffee, and specialty roasters are popping up with hand-roasted coffee beans and ensuring a maximum impact of flavor. Hand-brewing methods are being more explored, and there's more varied types of coffee extraction. The public is demanding a better quality of overall drink. And Lucky Brew is busy nudging this revolution forward, educating people about good coffee and brewing methods. Not only do they supply coffee beans, ground coffee, plungers, your own grinding equipment, they have everything that you need to make the absolutely fantastic cup of coffee. And the fact that they're now online makes them even more accessible, which is great. So you can check them out on Twitter. They're @Lucky_Brew. Or please visit their website, which is www.luckybrew.co.za, and order your online coffee. And for orders of more than 350 Rand, there's free delivery. They will deliver within the day or at most 2 days, depending on where you stay. They're very well priced, and they are the best coffee ever. I absolutely love them to pieces, and this is the only coffee that I will drink, and I will even go to the point where I could say that I will travel with my plunger so that I will be able to have my coffee fix, coffee addicts. This weekend I popped into the Oyster Wine and Food Festival, which was hosted at Monte Cassino. I really, really had a blast. I'm actually very glad I went on Friday because people going on Sunday, I think, must have frozen to death. The wind was very, very chilly. But it was great vibe. It was pretty busy for a Friday night. There were all sorts of wine estates. Klermenberg was there, Natida, my absolute favorite, was there. There was oysters by the truckload. And the Capital Hotel School was manning all the oyster stands. You can have all sorts of oysters with all sorts of stuff on. There was homemade fudge. There was homemade pastries. There were homemade falafels and everything that could go, nuts and anything that could you could go into enjoying with your wine. I had an absolutely amazing time, tasted loads of wine, chatted to the winemakers. There was a craft beer brewery as well, so I chatted to them a little bit, listened to some local music, and really, really had a blast. And I will definitely be back next year. Highly recommend it. I had heard some quite negative reviews from last year, so I was interested to see, but I have to say I think they did a great job. Everything was really well organized, and I didn't see anything that would impact the event negatively. So I had a really good time. You can check them out on Twitter. They are at OysterWineandF1, and the hashtag was Oyster Wine and Food Festival. Obviously, it did finish on Sunday, but they will definitely be back again next year, I'm sure. So if you can, do go and check them out. And I'm actually going to play you a little sneaky voice clip or clip that I took of the sights and sounds and the vibes coming out of the Oyster Festival. So here's this. So as you can tell, there were loads of people tasting and drinking and eating and just generally having a really good time. So keep an eye out for that next year. Then coming up this week, I am very excited to be going to the media launch of Slava's Snow Show. I'm not too sure what to expect. All I know is that this is a critically acclaimed international stage show. It's opening in South Africa for the very first time at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. They're actually only opening on Tuesday, the 26th of July. The reason I'm telling you in advance is because I think it would be best to book tickets now rather than wait until just before, because I think they're going to sell out very, very quickly. And it's going to be, it's going to be family fun for the whole family. The show is created by Russian master clown legend Slava Polonin. He is praised as one of the most illustrious clowns in the world, and he's an actor and director of theater, artistic director, and producer of full-scale, epic-size events and festivals. He unites hundreds of artists across disciplines to create a massive collective celebration, and he's been doing this for a number of years. He's been part of Cirque du Soleil. He's been sort of all over the world and launched the show all over the world. And it's the very, very first time that it's coming to South Africa. So other than that, I'm not really sure what to expect, but I'm really excited because we have to dress up in crazy stripy socks and hats, and we have to meet at the theater doors, and I don't know what to expect. So do stay tuned because I'll definitely tell you next week what all went down. But if you are interested, tickets are available on CompuTicket.com or at your nearest CompuTicket branch. You can also give CompuTicket a call on 0861-915-8000 or visit CompuTicket.com. And like I said, they are first coming to the Teatro at Monte Cassino in Johannesburg. It'll be running there from Tuesday the 26th of July to Sunday the 14th of August, with shows from Tuesday through to Sunday. There's matinees on the weekend. Obviously, Mondays, there's no show. And the tickets range from 175 to 400 Rand per person. And it's for people or kids over the age of 8 and over. And there are family packages available as well for midweek shows. So check it all out on CompuTicket. And then after that, they're heading to Cape Town. And they will be at the Artscape Opera House in Cape Town from Wednesday the 17th of August to Sunday 28th of August, again with shows through Tuesday to Sunday and the same ticket prices. So that I'm very excited. I love doing media stuff, and when there's some hype and some build up around it, I get quite excited. So I'll let you guys know next week how that went. And then on Wednesday the 15th, that's this Wednesday, at the Park House of Events in Rosebank, there is Bubbles and Bottles, and it is all about champagne. So go and check it out. The tickets are available on newtickets.co.za. They're 100 rand per person. The event starts at 4 o'clock. The next day is a public holiday, so no better way to issue in a day off than the Bubbles and Bottles event. No under 21s, unfortunately. And if you want to email them directly, you can get them on bubblesandbottlesjhb@gmail.com. And then calling all Rubber Duck fans. I know you love the boys. They are a homegrown band who are doing absolutely fantastic things. I have always been a fan. And they are coming to the Lifestyle Garden Centre on Bayers Nordea next Saturday, the 25th. But I suggest, again, also getting your hands on some tickets now because it's going to fill up quite shortly. So like I said, Lifestyle Garden Centre on Bayers Nordea. It starts at 8:30. The tickets are 100 rand or 110 rand per person. Sorry, my bad. And you can get hold of Premi Piazzi to book your tickets. And the contact details there, premilife@premi-piazzi.com. And I look forward to seeing you there. From me, Heather, that's it. That's a wrap for this week. I look forward to seeing you again next week. I always say seeing, but it's more like speaking to you. But I feel like I'm interacting and I'm getting some great comments and people commenting on Twitter and stuff. So please do interact with me. Hang out with Heather. We'll be back next week. You can get me on Twitter, which is Heather L. Hook. Or I'm also available on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Let me know if you've got any events that you'd like covered, if there's anything specific you'd like me to talk about. I'm always happy to take feedback and chat a little bit more. So I look forward to chatting with you. And I will see you next week here on Niche Radio on Hangout with Heather. Have a beautiful week.